Here's a thought about empty magnification, which, by the way, is a term that doesn't come from photography. It comes from microscopy. In my youth, I was very interested in the microscope and the world that I could see under there. And I was introduced to the term empty magnification. And by that, what a microscopist means is that at certain levels of magnification, the limits of the tool, the limits of the optics of the system you're using, be it an optical microscope or an electron scanning microscope, you'll reach the limits of its ability to resolve detail, beyond which you can make what you see bigger, but it won't reveal any more detail. And they call that empty magnification. Well, I think that applies perfectly well to photography. It's a term I really like relative to photography. We can make bigger prints. But if you make bigger prints and you don't actually see any more detail, then all you've done is empty magnification. Each film format, each digital camera, each size of sensor and megapixel resolution, etc., has a limit to how much detail it can show. The question is, how big a print can you make before you enter the realm of empty magnification, where you're making the print bigger, but not revealing any more? The same could be said about viewing distance. There are certain viewing distances that I can approach without revealing any more detail. The classic example is nose print examination, or even worse, if you use a loupe to look at a print. Well, you're going to see dots, but you're not going to see any more detail. So empty magnification, I think it's a useful tool in terms of photography. And as long as we stay within its boundaries, I think we're doing the best we can do with the optical tools that we have.